I get where the gentleman from Côte d'Ivoire was coming from, but I think also obviously we need to kind of remember that ultimately we are aiming for transparency and comparability, and to that extent, that is why we largely encourage adoption of IFRS as is. Having said that, you know, if we are speaking about the harder space as an example, I don't see an issue in having a discussion around whether, if there is ever a situation like the EU example that was mentioned, where it really just doesn't work. But what I also want to highlight and encourage very, very strongly is participation in the standard-setting processes. I think that, without casting aspersion, we have historically, especially on the continent, found ourselves on the back foot, not because there hasn't been opportunity to participate, but that we've let the process run without our involvement. So, you know, one of the ways to mitigate having to receive and apply standards that may not necessarily be suitable for our own circumstances is to actually be involved in the process from the exposure drafts and commenting and explaining why this doesn't work. And that is one way of trying to get to a point where we are now influencing what does become a final standard. And in that way, I think we, unless there is a complete impasse, we are likely to get to a point where there is a meeting of the minds somewhere in between. It's not an exact science at all, by no means, but I do think that ultimately we need to be looking at what is the desired outcome here. And the desired outcome is to continuously be able to have transparency in all forms of reporting. And, you know, IFRS is obviously more private sector based, and we definitely also encourage IPSAS where the economic conditions call for more of that kind of approach as opposed to a more capitalistic approach. I hope that answers the question, sir.